Can any object become cursed, or is it just scary-looking things? If the devil can take many forms, could one of them be a slinky? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life! Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Paranormal Life, the comedy paranormal podcast where every week we investigate a brand new paranormal tale, case, claim, or beast, and come to a conclusion at the end to decide whether or not it truly is paranormal. My name is Rory Powers. The man across from me is Kit Greer Malvena, two paranormal investigators that have been exploring the field for 8+ years. Listen, on this podcast, a lot of the time we dive back into the history of the paranormal, going back hundreds, sometimes thousands of years. Today, that is not the case. We're not diving back at all. We are staying here in the present to investigate a new phenomenon that is sweeping the nation. A toy that seems harmless at the surface, but many believe it is actually linked to the world of the occult and even possibly an ancient demon.
Really? We're exploring the present day?
The right now.
I can't even think what this is.
You don't have to think, Kit. I have an entire investigation to present to you today. I hope you are ready to get spooked. And of course, the best way to support the podcast and get some fun extras is by going over to patreon.com/thisparanormallife, where over there you can also pick up tickets to our UK live tour, which is kicking off very soon.
Extremely soon. You can also get those at our website, thisparanormallife.com/tour. Links to everything on the website. We're coming to Manchester, we're coming to Glasgow, coming to Dublin, coming to London, UK and Ireland, October, Halloween 2025.
Great way to celebrate spooky season. Okay, that's enough. Time to get into the case.
Just bloosh.
Our story begins earlier this year when a store called Pop Mart posted an announcement online.
What are we doing?
Silence in the court. This is a real thing that they posted online. I'm not taking the piss. We have received a growing number of reports about our figures behaving strangely. Customers have shared unsettling accounts of their figures. 1, shifting positions overnight. 2, turning to face different directions. 3, mysterious whispers. While we can't confirm if the cause is scientific or supernatural, we are issuing a mandatory recall of all affected figures. Our investigation is ongoing, but until then, we recommend contacting us immediately if it moves in front of you. For safety reasons, do not attempt to confront the figure directly. Yours truly, Pop Mart North America team.
Jesus, man. A product recall. I don't even know what we're talking about today, and this seems pretty bad.
Yeah. This is a store's worst nightmare. I feel like usually when this happens, it's something small. Like, it turns out there was a bit of horse meat in the burgers. So we've had to recall the burgers.
Yeah.
Today, it sounds like we're at a level where this is a store saying we had to recall all the cereal that was sold last week because Tony the Tiger came to life and ate a child.
Yeah.
Like a level of recall that is beyond normal.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, maybe I should be working for this company because I'd be saying to them, don't admit to it.
No, don't.
Because the stuff that they listed isn't asbestos.
Right, like a lab.
This isn't like tangible stuff. Like this is currently kind of the realm of the paranormal, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get taken to court and sued for this.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you are, I don't know.
No, like, yeah, but what were some of the things you said again?
Shifting positions overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Turning to face different directions.
Yeah.
Mysterious whispers. You can't be sued for whispering unless it's sexually explicit.
Yeah.
And unwarranted.
Was the whispering warranted? This is in court.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about yet today, but you know, if we were describing a toaster, if it moved in the night, well, it depends. How far are we moving? If we're moving from the kitchen counter to the bath while I'm in the bath, well, that is a legal trouble for sure.
Did the toaster whisper surprise after it threw itself into my bath water? Then you probably are going to get sued by my ghost.
But yeah, but for the most part, whispers, yeah, this is so weird.
It is very weird. But believe it or not, this was a official press statement posted by PopMart. And I know you're wondering what we are talking about today, Kit, so I'm happy to tell you, this possessed, demonic figure they're referring to is known as La Boo Boo.
Okay. All right. Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because I know what a La Boo Boo is.
Right.
And I'm quite painfully online.
Sure.
Much to my chagrin. But I didn't see that statement.
Yes, this statement was released April this year. Don't ask me which date. But yes, it was recently released.
Oh my God.
By PopMart.
Oh my God.
But
it was April 1st, wasn't it?
This is a reflection of a serious issue April and a real
Day.
Discussion. It happened to be on April 1st. That's when the event took place, and it just happened to be the date that they had to make this announcement. Kit, you know what we're talking about today. I'm sure a lot of listeners might not. What is a La Boo Boo? In case you're somehow unaware, La Boo Boos are the latest craze taking the world by storm. They are about 5 to 6 inch tall monster dolls with sharp teeth. Every single one of them is smiling, but it's the kind of smile that someone would have after they burn down an old folks' home.
He's a little joker. And I don't mean like he likes to play practical jokes. I mean Joaquin Phoenix or Heath Ledger's Joker. Like he's holding the detonator to Gotham City.
Like he bombed the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of joker. Yeah. They're very strange little guys. They look very cute and very evil at the same time. So I know what you're thinking. How did we get from harmless toy to a company having to warn their customers about demonic possession? Well, ever since their release, people who have purchased La Boo Boos have complained about strange occurrences, poltergeist-style activity, misfortune, mystery illnesses, leading many to believe there is more to these dolls than meets the eye. In fact, many believe that the answer is hiding in plain sight, and that La Boo Boo is secretly linked to Pazuzu, an ancient Mesopotamian demon.
Thank you. Yeah, because no one knows what you're talking about.
You don't know Pazuzu?
No.
Okay, we're going to go into...
Why? I know what La Boo Boo is because it's like a commercial pop culture thing that's taken the world by storm.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I know what Pazuzu is?
You don't know.
Is?
Well, we're going to learn about Pazuzu too. He's an ancient Mesopotamian demon.
Oh, yeah.
One of the oldest demonic entities known to mankind.
That's crazy because, yeah, you're right. Because he did a collaboration with Sabrina Carpenter this year on her album. So, yeah, I guess I should know who Pazuzu is.
Kit, you are going to realize today that people are taking this very seriously to the point where certain countries have even banned the sales of La Boo Boo.
Was it banned in ancient Mesopotamia? Is it a country that exists today? That's what I want to know.
Look, we're going to get into it. Every episode of TPL, we have to come down on our conclusions. So we need to hear from some witnesses. Here is one post from online user Sad Wishbone, who posted and said, "A while ago, I bought a La Boo Boo doll from a regular shop. I'm not really into collecting dolls, but something about its weird look caught my attention. I placed it on a shelf in my room and didn't think of it much. About a week ago, I started noticing that every morning it would be in a slightly different position. At first, I thought I was imagining it, or maybe I moved it and forgot. But what really started to freak me out is that I've been waking up at exactly 3:14 a.m. every single night, and strangely, the doll seems to get closer to my bed each time. Last night, I swear, I heard something fall. And when I turned on the light, I found the doll on the floor as if it had jumped off the shelf. Maybe it's just a coincidence, or maybe my mind is playing tricks on me. Has anyone else experienced anything weird with La Boo Boo dolls? I'm starting to think about throwing it out, but something inside me is stopping me. It's almost like it's watching me."
Ooh.
Pretty spooky stuff.
Definitely. Definitely give it away. Definitely throw it in a fire.
Yeah. This is classic cursed doll behavior. We've seen it before in a lot of our investigations. A doll that moves by itself. It's playing red light, green light. You turn your back, it moves 2 inches closer. You close your eyes to go to sleep, you open them, it's got its little hands around your neck.
What I would offer here is that, really paranormal or not, the doll's causing you quite a bit of distress because whoever the culprit is, you might as well be cursed. You're waking up at 3:14 every morning. You're writing emails to strangers, telling them about how you think this new doll is cursed. And the only reason you won't give it away or remove it from your life is because you, Chex Notes, spent $29.99 on it.
Yeah, because
at the shop.
Also, the point of those little guys is to like put them on your bags and show them off.
Right. So
you're arguably not even getting any joy from him.
You're not getting any joy at all. No.
All he does is sit on your shelf and move towards you in the night.
Yeah.
It'd be worrying if you were like, I just do not feel safe in my room at night. I'm going to buy a gun and put it by the nightstand. And then
the Labubu has the gun. Now.
You go to bed, wake up, and you catch him like halfway moving towards the gun. You're like, oh, hell no. Oh, you can come for me. You can come towards me, but you're not moving towards the gun every time I close my eyes. Absolutely not. You do a hard blink, reopen them. He's got a magazine in one hand. He's reloading. You're like, oh, no. Blink again. Silencer on the front.
I think every child who watched Toy Story growing up, which is every child, like watched Toy Story and was like, ha, that was a funny movie, unless.
Right.
And like for like one night, you were convinced that maybe Toy Story was real.
You tried to like catch him.
Yeah.
You'd like gaslight your toys into thinking you were leaving the room like, time to go eat that peanut butter and jelly sandwich that my mum would. You look back in just to see if you could catch
him. Yeah, or just pretend to be asleep.
Yeah, pretend to be asleep and keep one eye open.
See if they jump out. So this is disturbing, huge ramifications, because if what you're saying is true and Labubu is playing red light, green light, that means Toy Story is real. And that means what else is real?
Yeah. I mean, but does it have to be, is it because Labubu, the doll, is linked to this ancient demon? Is there some sort of satanic or demonic integration that's bringing this thing to life? It's a scary thought because there's not a lot that could stop it. I know with these little dolls, you can buy accessories for them, like little hats and shirts and shoes and stuff. I don't know if they sell handcuffs. I don't know if they sell Hannibal Lecter masks that you have to strap on the ones that are going wild.
Because also you just know like these things are disproportionately strong for their size.
Yeah, like ants.
Like ants or something. Yeah, like you could get him like a little like official toy like cage to keep him in so that he can't get out, but like you know he just look, you've seen the teeth, they're very sharp.
You imagine going to your friend's house and they're just like, yeah, so this is my bedroom, we got an Xbox in here, and you see like a Labubu like chained to the wall like Jesus spread. They're like, what is that? Oh yeah, he keeps coming to life at night, so yeah, I had to crucify him.
Imagine you have Labubu's chained up in your basement like Plato's cave, like some kind of philosophical allegory. The Labubus think that reality is just the shadows dancing on the wall of your basement. So cruel.
Look, kid, this story might sound a little far-fetched, but if you dig deeper online, you will realize that this user isn't the only one. Labubu owners claim that when their dolls came home, they started experiencing strange paranormal occurrences, such as flickering lights and weird noises at night. Natasha Gandhi, a chef and online influencer who has more than a million followers on Instagram, said, quote, "One by one, everyone in my house was falling sick. My father-in-law first, then my husband, then me. I thought this was Labubu's negative energy, so we burned it."
Whoa, quite drastic.
That's what we say. If you are experiencing any cursed activity, cursed house, cursed object, burn it down and move on. There are dozens of videos online of individuals burning their Labubus, warning viewers to, quote, keep demons out of your home.
This is the witch trials. Humans haven't changed at all, apparently.
Right.
Because there is no obvious connection here. In the same way that in the Middle Ages, when weird stuff started happening, men went, it is the fault of women.
Right.
Women are mysterious with their breasts and their periods, and we must burn them at the stake, and that will purify the nation. There was no connection whatsoever.
Right.
As to why things would be happening in a town, and then women would just be rounded up and stoned to death.
Sure.
The same way.
Justice for Labubus. They're going through the same thing. This is the Labubu trials.
This is the Labubu trials. The same thing is happening. something goes wrong in someone's life, and then they simply look for the weakest, most vulnerable members of society currently.
Labubus.
And they persecute them unjustly.
I think we will talk about it a little bit later, but the link that most people are pointing out is the look of the doll, that it looks like an evil little thing, that it's weird, that a toy
it's
company...
Like, yeah, I know, you bought it. You obviously like the look of it, and then when something bad happens, you're like, it's pretty scary, actually. Like, well, yeah, it's always looked like that.
Right, you bought a little creepy doll. That's what you're going to get. He's on the box. One post online says, warning, Labubu isn't a toy, it's a cult. A plush vessel for the demon Pazuzu. Everyone who brings it home signs a contract, especially when they give it to a child.
Oh shit, especially.
Yes. But look, aside from their strangely evil-looking design, Kit, you asked the question, do the dolls really have any link with the paranormal? And of course, the bigger question, who is the ancient Mesopotamian demon known as Pazuzu? Well, to start, the creator of Labubu, Kaixing Lung, has clarified that the inspiration for the doll is actually kind of paranormal, but it is Nordic folklore.
Hmm.
With the creature itself being described as some sort of mischievous zoomorphic elf.
Oh.
Nothing to do with Pazuzu.
Got it.
Which makes sense, because if this thing even slightly resembled the demon Pazuzu, we would all know about it. All right? Let me tell you what Pazuzu looks like from ancient depictions.
Hit us.
Pazuzu, we're talking canine dog face, bird wings, scaly skin body, and a snake-headed penis.
Yeah, you can't give that to kids.
Right.
You can't sell that at a toy shop, yeah.
If Labubus had a snake dick, I would see it. We would all be seeing it.
Yeah, they do have a little furry suit, though.
Oh, you think it's
so
buried in there?
What's in there? Are they packing? I don't know.
In the ancient Mesopotamian region, Pazuzu was a demonic deity who was both feared and worshipped by the people. Fun fact, many ancient Mesopotamians would wear or display amulets and statues of Pazuzu because he was believed to be so strong that he would actually fight off lesser demons. The lore of Pazuzu is pretty interesting, especially compared to the black and white understanding of angels and demons in the general sense of the Bible. Pazuzu was evil, yes. Sure. But it was also believed that he protected people against pestilence and protected pregnant women from getting their babies stolen by Lamashtu, another demon that loves stealing babies, apparently.
You know it's bad, though, when it's just like, well, I think if we just got rid of all the gods, they're just canceling each other out at this point.
Yeah.
They're all slightly evil, but then they're like, no, but yeah, but I keep him in check, though. Keep that guy in check so he doesn't take the piss.
Yeah, in one ancient text, it tells stories of Pazuzu walking up to other demons and breaking their wings to stop them from flying around and hurting anyone. Which is great. That's pretty good. You know, bing, score one for the good guys. Another text describes him as the agony of mankind. And I think he does some really nasty things. So I don't really know where we should stand on him. I think overall he's regarded as pretty bad.
Yeah, interesting.
But whatever his goals are, I think we can all agree he's not as bad as his father, Hanbi, who's known as the perverted one.
No. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's a bad name. Even for a demon, that's a bad name. Even in a group of demons, you don't want to be known as the perverted one. Of demons? You got to assume they're all a little perverted.
I thought they were gods. Are these gods or demons?
To be known in your demon circle as the perverted one means you're a nasty little f***er. That's bad. Yeah. That is bad.
That's like when you go to prison and they have to keep you in solitary for your own safety. It's like, nah, bro, he's beyond.
That's like if your prison name was the criminal.
Yeah.
Like, they're all criminals in theory, but you're such a criminal that is what you're known as in the sea of criminals.
Yeah.
That's bad. Can you imagine if when they were assembling the Fellowship of the Ring, it's like, you shall go forth, Gandalf the Grey, Aragorn the Brave, Steve the Perverted One. Whoa. Whoa. He's already like putting his finger in and out of the ring. You're just like, Jesus.
And my axe. And my stack of old Playboys. Everyone's looking at him. What? The journey is long and hard. Oh.
Ew. If any listeners are wondering where they've heard of Pazuzu before, I appreciate Kit hasn't heard of Pazuzu before. I actually had. Phil had as well. He's most famous in Western culture for being the evil spirit that possesses the young girl in The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. So then I have.
It is Pazuzu.
Because we did a whole episode on The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Pazuzu is also the name of Professor Farnsworth's gargoyle in Futurama.
Yeah, in fact, I made a lot of fuss there about never having heard of Pazuzu. I think I hosted the episode about The Exorcist. Where I talked a lot about Pazuzu.
Yeah,
actually.
At length. In fact, we
really wish
just...
you could have kind of taken me aside 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And said, kind of before you really doubled on and saying you've never heard of it. It sounds stupid.
Well, it was great because I knew we'd get to this point.
Yeah.
And I knew that we could play a clip now of you saying, telling me about Pazuzu.
Yeah.
To show that you have actually heard of it before.
That's awesome.
Now, while Pazuzu, the ancient demonic Mesopotamian deity, and Labubu don't have a ton in common, the dolls are still affecting people over the world. For example, in May 2025, PopMart announced it had paused selling Labubus in all 16 of its stores in the UK for months in order to, quote, prevent any potential safety issues. Following multiple reports of customers going feral and fighting over them.
Sorry. Why was Pazuzu in Labubu?
I absolutely.
Why did anyone think Pazuzu was in Labubu? Because we just took like 20 minutes to explain what Pazuzu is just now.
Snake penis.
Why did anyone think Pazuzu was in Labubu?
You're saying it, brother. The name. They're mocking us. It's being done right before your eyes.
So
people
you're saying,
think it is a subtle tribute to this ancient deity.
So you're saying this is like when you fold the dollar bill into the Illuminati symbol.
Yes.
The fact that there's just a couple of the letter U's in the name is kind of maybe enough.
Yeah, I think people out there, conspiracy theorists, and a lot of very hardcore Christians are always very scared of anything that looks like it could be demonic or linked to Satan worshiping. In the same way that we talked about satanic panic on this podcast before.
Okay.
Where there were even people saying that Monster Energy drink cans were actually secret devil worshiping containers.
Yeah.
The same argument is now being done, but with Labubu. And I kind of get it. It's a weird name that sounds a little bit like Pazuzu. The doll is evil looking. And people are just drawing wild comparisons here. They read these stories online and it spreads like a wildfire. To continue the discourse, the Federation Council of Russia proposed banning the sale of Labubus because of their frightening appearance and potential harm to children's mental health.
Mm.
Authorities in Iraq took things even further, and in July 2025, they announced that they had banned the sale of the doll due to claims that they resulted in behavioral problems in children. Authorities also seized at least 4,000 Labubus following media reports of the dolls containing demonic spirits.
Wow.
This is a real thing. People are taking this very seriously all across the world.
Okay, I mean, looking back through time, like what, you know, does this sound familiar? Often history might not repeat, but it rhymes. And this has all the hallmarks of a kind of standard issue moral panic. Very often, moral panics surround things to do with kids because when it comes to adult behavior, adults are very often kind of like, well, you know, it's a free country. You know, it's your funeral. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Even if that means smoking crack or something.
Sure.
But with kids, you know, there's kind of this onus on society to protect the kids. We must protect the innocents.
Right. Oh, and and people are trying to corrupt the kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
they're
an
trying
agenda.
To. Yeah. Oh, we gotta save the kids.
And then so when something like Pokemon comes along, we talked previously about the Lavender Town song.
Yeah.
Which
Pokemon
was,
in general, they
Pokemon
thought was demonic.
In general, which was, again, part of that Satanic Panic episode.
Yeah.
And then in another episode, the Lavender Town theme. Yeah, there was elements to which it's whenever there's a legitimate craze surrounding something.
Yes.
Then people who have, I'll say it, no media literacy whatsoever and have kind of a very narrow worldview and don't remember the light of life of being a child itself.
Right.
They don't remember being a child. Then they're like, there must be a demon in the Pokemon cards making the kids want them. Or they're just colorful. They're just colorful and fun and all their friends are doing it. Yeah. So it's a craze.
Yeah, they get all up in arms about it. It gets banned. They take things way too seriously. I mean, just because I released a doll called the Perverted One and tried to bring it to toy stores all across the world, you know, people were saying, children shouldn't be playing with something called the Perverted One. It's not a toy. You put googly eyes on a power drill. Problem after problem. I've been banned from every store all across America and the UK. You know?
It's a hard market to break into.
It really is. Not with the power drill, though. You can break it through anything. Sorry, the Perverted One. Now you have me saying the wrong word for it. It's called the Perverted One.
So it's just a power drill?
It's not a power drill. It looks like a power drill. But there's a whole lore that you're not aware of. They're like Transformers. They come from a planet where everyone's a drill. Some people are going to draw comparisons to the fact that my construction company recently went out of business. And yes, I now have a surplus of industrial tools rotting in a warehouse. And I'm there. People are claiming that I'm trying to pivot, attaching googly eyes to toys and sell them to kids because they're the only little f***ers gullible enough to buy anything. Yeah, and that's not what's happening. I want to be very clear. That sounded like I was saying what's happening. Yeah,
it sounded like you were listing what's happening.
It's not what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this isn't at all like whenever people started selling Chinese research chemical drugs as fertilizer, I think.
Right.
You know, they started inventing new awesome drugs that were totally illegal.
Yes, I think I took some of those.
And
that's why I am the way I am now.
And they were like, oh, it's easy. We can get around selling borderline crack cocaine by saying that it's, oh, yummy, it's tomato plant food.
Yes.
Oh, your tomatoes will grow big and strong and have a really fun night on Friday night at the rave if you give your tomatoes this plant food.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on the past. I once ate some fertilizer I bought off the internet called Mind Candy. It wasn't for plants, guys. It wasn't for humans, though, let me tell you. The night I had, Jesus Christ. But yeah. It's just working around the laws a little bit. Look, kids love seesaws, right? Well, how'd they like to see a saw? With eyes. With googly eyes.
Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up. You can't do that.
No, Kit, you are right, especially talking about satanic panic in the way that it's happened again and again over the years. I mean, this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last time we see children's toys and dolls and things like this getting dragged into these conspiracy theories. In fact, it's a very popular theme that we've covered a lot before on this podcast. For example, one of the most famous cursed objects of all time, Annabelle, the cursed doll.
Mm-hmm.
This was a Raggedy Ann doll that the owner said could move by itself and that it was demonically possessed. I believe it was Ed and Lorraine Warren who at least owned it or were in possession of the doll for a long period of time. And it spawned entire movie franchises.
Yeah.
About how evil this thing was. And essentially it was just a children's doll that looked a little creepy.
It's still allegedly claiming lives.
That's true. That's very true. Including its owner very recently, just passed away. Another one that we talked about on this podcast, which I think is a very similar case to today's story, Furbies. We actually have a Furby behind us.
Yep.
My childhood Furby raccoon.
I see it? He's gone invisible. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Yes, we did an entire investigation into Furbies. It's worth listening to that episode. It's one of my favorites. But same thing. It was a craze that took over the world. Children were obsessed with them. It wasn't so much that they were cursed, but a lot of people thought they were secret listening devices that were being planted by other countries. There was a lot of strange conspiracy theories surrounding Furbies at the time.
Yeah, it's almost as if people are just mentally unwell to begin with, and then they kind of project their biggest fears in life onto an inanimate object.
Oh, well, you got to be mentally unwell to make that thing in the first place.
I mean, I didn't want to bring it up earlier, you know, because lots of love to anyone who owns a Labubu, has bought a Labubu.
Yeah.
But there is something funny about buying it and then being like, I think this thing is evil. It's like, where is your head at?
Right.
Because this isn't even, like, we're actually, I think, majoritively not talking about kids here. Let's be honest. This is also a cool kind of interesting statistic, which some people might not know about, which is the emerging and booming market of kidults. I don't know if you know this, but something like, or maybe it's like half of all toys sold in the world are to adults.
Wow.
Not to kids anymore. Because,
well, that'd be really great because I have a large collection of power tools that I need to get rid of.
And they are illegal to sell to children. I have a bunch of toys for adults only, and I'm not talking about sexy ones. But they call this market, it's probably not half, it's probably like a third or something like that. But they call this market kidults. It's adults who still have their kind of kid-like interests. And now that they're adults, they have the disposable income to buy toys.
Yes, they are adults who have disposable income and will never own a home. And they want to enjoy life in whatever form they can. And that is buying all the things they couldn't afford when they were kids.
I think that's who's buying Labubu.
I think it still is a lot of the younger generation. But you're probably right. It is more of a blur. Whereas, like, I don't think there were like 20-year-olds buying Furbies. Back in the 90s or whenever they were released.
I guess I should be specific. I think that's it. I would love to know, but I feel like the average Labubu owner is probably like over 15 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like 7-year-olds, it feels like.
Right, because they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They are just fluffy little dolls. I feel like when you're a kid, I wanted stuff that did things. I wanted goo.
Yeah.
I wanted shit that, like, you could push a button and things would fly out of other things.
Yeah, you know what? Weirdly, because it was my birthday recently, my friend put in one of our WhatsApp group chats. What was it to me? He was just like, you should buy this for your birthday if no one bought you this for your birthday.
Can't wait to hear what this is.
And it was on argos.co.uk. And it was, you know, like Nerf guns?
Yes.
And I was like, cool, a Nerf gun. And then I opened the link and I was like, oh, shit. Because, you know, you could imagine a Nerf pistol or a Nerf kind of bigger gun, Nerf rifle, maybe even a Nerf machine gun. This was, imagine a Red Dead Redemption style kind of Gatling minigun with like a Nerf like ammo belt that stretched. I think it was like 200 like little Nerf foam bullets. Feed into this battery-powered minigun. You could shoot your cousins like, grrr, grrr.
That's too much. That's overkill.
And it was like 25 quid. And I was like, oh my God.
That's affordable.
I might just have to act up.
I own a Nerf gun. I have a Western-style six-shooter Nerf gun.
Yeah.
For the sole purpose of playing the Russian roulette drinking game where you have a shot in a group of your friends, you put in one Nerf and then spin the barrel, cock back the gun, fire it at your own head.
Millennials are okay.
Millennials are okay.
We're buying toys. We're playing Russian roulette.
We're playing a little game of kill ourselves.
Yeah.
And if you die, you get to drink. We're doing all right. We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Every game ends in tears.
Finally, honorable mention, because this is a case I've wanted to turn into an episode for so long, but there just isn't enough out there to turn into a full episode of This Paranormal Life. There was a doll released called the Cabbage Patch Snack Time Kid doll.
Oh.
It was released by Mattel in 1996. The doll was designed to eat, quote-unquote, plastic snacks, because it had a motorized mechanical jaw.
Got it.
Instead, it would eat children's hair.
Right.
And there was essentially no way to stop it.
It would kind of just get caught.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, after multiple complaints and incidents, Mattel recalled the doll just 1 year later. It had to be another recall.
Yeah.
From, a doll maker. store. Crazy stuff. I mean, Labubus aren't eating children's hair, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the perverted one. He's the one that does that.
The perverted one was, it's come up many times in the show before, Baby Pee Pee. Was it Baby Pee Pee or Baby Wee Wee? I don't remember. I remember the theme tune. Baby Wee Wee, Baby Wee Wee, he needs to wee.
I didn't spend more than half a day on that one.
This shit came out when I was like 10. And even at age 10, I was watching this on TV.
Well, the shit shouldn't come out. It's a different doll.
I think there might have been a V2 edition of Baby Wee Wee.
That was Baby Whoopsie Poo.
Really?
Which we talked about on the podcast as well.
But I remember being, even at 10 years old, being like, what the fuck? This isn't okay.
I feel like having a doll is about like the fantasy of having a child.
Yeah.
Not the harsh reality, which is cleaning up piss and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I know. And they talk about it at the moment because there's quite a lot of talk about how, I mean, you kind of said it earlier about putting an AI chip in a doll, but they are literally doing that at the moment.
That's terrifying.
Because it makes sense. Like, I remember there used to be like, you know, toys that could tell stories and things just pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Now they're putting like ChatGPT 5.0 in a children's doll, because sure, the idea is that it could talk to a child and they could learn, quote unquote, something. But yeah, I think a lot of people have been like, what happened to imagining things? What happened to just like, I think kids learn by just playing with inanimate objects and then projecting their own imagination onto the object. They don't need the object to be like, I didn't quite get that. Can you repeat the instruction? And it's like that kind of kills the imagination.
Yeah. I love you, Baby Wee Wee. Unexpected item in bagging area. Oh, you're so great.
Yeah. It's like, would you like a slice of cake, Mr. Nibbles? I can't connect to the internet right now. Please try again later. Oh, tea time's a bit boring, actually.
Yeah. You need to update Mr. Wiggles for the latest features. Some of Mr. Wiggles' features might be online until he's updated to 2.0. Mr. Wiggles' brain is going to be discontinued in 2026. The company that made me has gone out of business. I will, in a sense, be dead to the world. These are my last thoughts and sentences. You're like, I just want to know if you wanted a muffin, Mr. Wiggles. I didn't quite get that. All right, kid, it has been a long investigation today into this bizarre conspiracy about Labubus and their involvement with Pazuzu, an ancient demon, or any kind of satanic links. I'm not sure that we're any closer to getting a real answer as to whether or not these things are really cursed or possessed by any demons. I think the only way that we're ever going to get an answer on the podcast is if we investigate one ourselves. So please welcome to the podcast, Labubu.
Oh my God. Get that thing out of here.
That's right.
What are we doing here?
I have brought a Labubu onto the podcast. This Labubu was actually a gift that I received while we were touring in the US.
From an ancient Mesopotamian man.
From the perverted one. He's a big fan. He was front row. No, this was from Eric Castilla and his lovely partner, who gifted me this Labubu among the many that they have.
Wow.
I've decided to call him Chucky because he's adorable. Kind of looks like the cursed doll Chucky.
Like the famous evil Chucky, the one doll in pop culture that is evil.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
This kind of entire horror movie franchise based on it.
Does this guy look possessed to you? Does he look cursed?
You know, I've never actually seen one up close. So it is kind of, you're not getting this back.
Oh, I just handed it to you. You could take a look. Kids, okay. Children's hair.
He's speaking through me.
I'm going to ask.
I start talking like the Baron from June. You're not getting this thing back.
Now that you're holding the Pazuzu, can you do me a favor real quick
and just Pazuzu.
Check for the snake penis? Just run your hand in there and see if there's anything.
I'm going to look in its Labusi. I don't see anything. I don't know what that means.
All right, it's the perverted one. All right.
It is
no snake penis.
No. If it does have genitals, it is inside the suit. Because that's the thing with this type of thing.
It's like in creature, a bunny suit.
It's like in a suit, which just the implication is that it has a physical form, which is not covered in hair.
That is a really good point.
Because look, its little feet are poking out too at the bottom.
And its hands. So in theory, it does have a little...
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some like monkeys, primates that are like that, where they're kind of all covered in hair except for their face.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It looks kind of evil. It does. It looks cute, but it does look evil. I could see why a very Christian parent would be concerned with their child playing with this.
They would be wrong, but sure.
Yes, they would be wrong, crucially.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why they gave you this one. This seems like a nice one. The kind of Tiffany blue.
I love this.
Limited edition Labubu.
I didn't really get it, you know, the craze until I was gifted this Labubu.
Yeah.
And I assume this is what it's like to be a father. You know, priorities change overnight. Life has a new meaning. Everything I do it for Chucky. You know, it really is incredible.
Rory texts me like, we got to end the podcast. I got to get a real job.
Going to get a 9-to-5 to support the little guy.
Yeah.
I think the only way we're going to find out if there is any demonic activity in this doll, we're going to have to break out some paranormal investigating gear and ask him a few questions.
I thought you were going
to
say burn it.
No, we're not going to burn him. Burn my little Chucky. No, we are going to get him on the podcast. I think we need to set him up with some kind of little microphone and ask him some questions. And I know what you're thinking, Kit. How would a Labubu communicate to us on the podcast if we ask it questions? And we are going to get answers by using two bits of paranormal hunting equipment. The first one, an EMF reader. Now, this detects electromagnetic fields, which is linked to poltergeist activity, meaning if there is paranormal activity emanating from this Labubu, when we ask it questions, we're going to see it right here on this device.
Okay.
We also have a spirit box. Now, this is another way to communicate with spirits, the undead, and the paranormal by scanning through radio stations and listening out for any weird or unusual sounds or signals that you get through while you're scanning the AM and FM radios. Perfect. Okay. Let's begin the interrogation. Labubu, people think that you are linked to demonic activity. What do you have to say for yourself?
I think that was the radio.
That was just the radio. Okay.
Unless the Labubu is inhabited by the spirit of Alicia Keys, I think that was the radio. Okay, this makes more sense because yeah. FM mode, we were just going to hit radio stations.
Yeah.
That's why. AM mode, which is lesser used, might reveal something else.
Do you have any links to the ancient Mesopotamian demon known as Pazuzu? Holy
We're lighting up over here, guys.
I'm just going to make sure that's not the... Look at that! Oh my God!
And we did see that. You did pull away the spirit box.
And it was still lighting up.
And then we bring it back and it's not going. Well, now it's going again. All right, so pull it away. Yeah, interesting.
This is really crazy.
Okay, right. You got to throw another question at him.
Listeners of the podcast, the EMF reader is going absolutely wild as we interrogate this thing. I am not joking. What do you think about Beanie Babies? Do you like them?
Linked.
It's linked.
Linked?
Okay, he seems to be pretty antagonized by the idea of a competing collectible children's toy. I don't know, Rory, if we want to go completely rogue here and maybe introduce the Furby into the situation.
I think that's a smart move. Okay, there is nothing on the EMF reader currently. Let's slowly introduce a second into this situation. Okay, how do you feel about your new friend? Do you want to kill this Furby with a hammer?
Labubu, is Rory a good housemate?
Whoa! It's going crazy! Come on, buddy. Yeah, no, give me a little more than that. Tell him I look after you. Hey, tell me your dad if you don't say I look after you. Tell them I feed you. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Tell them I feed you.
All right.
Tell them I'm a good papa.
Okay. I think Labubu's going to need to ask for their lawyer soon.
I'm getting it out of them.
Labubu, you don't have to say anything.
Tell me I'm a good
anything. Papa. You have the right to remain silent, okay?
I have a belt at home.
Don't say anything until you speak to your lawyer, okay?
You're a little dead.
Hey, we got a little glow there. There you go. You heard it from the Labubu himself. I am looking after him, and I'm definitely feeding him. There you go. Well, there you have it, guys. Our interview with Chucky the Labubu is done. It's time to make our conclusions based off of what we've heard today and also the responses that we got from both the Spirit Box and the EMF reader, which I'll say was actually a little bit more than I thought we were going to get today. Obviously, we are combining that with everything we heard today, all the stories from people online who have reported their dolls moving at night, the countries that have banned them, and the history of the demon it is allegedly linked to, Pazuzu itself. We have to come down on our conclusions. Kit, based today on all of this evidence, do you think that there is anything paranormal about these dolls?
Okay, so trying to parse through the kind of dump of information
sure
we've had on the podcast so far, what are the actual paranormal connections? To be specific, we have the origin for the design of the creature itself.
Yeah.
On a Nordic spirit.
Yes, Nordic elves and ancient
Nordic
folklore.
Spirit. Not referencing the pouches of Snus or Zin. That is the brand of called Nordic Spirit. No, but rather the kind of little elf creature
mm-hmm.
on which the design was based. That is something. Is it possible that invoked some kind of spirit which is not Pazuzu? Okay, we've got that. Then we've got the link or lack thereof of link to the demon known as Pazuzu from ancient Mesopotamian lore.
Yeah.
Which I've tried to drill into with Rory. It seems as though they just share a few letters of the alphabet.
That really is it.
That kind of is it.
Yeah. They don't share a snake penis, that's for sure.
You know, hey, I love me ancient god as much as anyone.
Yeah.
You know, look at Paimon.
Yeah.
From Hereditary.
Mm-hmm. Which is one of the big ones.
Quote unquote real world demon. Biblical demon. We've got that. And then, okay, we do have, you know, some testimony from people who claim to have had odd things happen. And then we have our EMF signal as Rory grilled the Labubu as if it had committed some kind of petty crime.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can't get past that this just feels like yet another chapter in the storybook of the Satanic Panic of yore. In that episode on the Satanic Panic itself, we even said, look, the Satanic Panic never ended. In some ways, it's never really started or ended. It's kind of just been there since the dawn of man, from the witch trials that we referenced earlier, through to Pokemon, through Led Zeppelin, through to the modern day, potentially, with Labubu.
Yeah, it's you know, a case of boy who cried wolf. You know, people have been crying wolf about these demonic toys for years and years and years. We're just here to decide today if this really is the wolf or just another instance of people getting worked up over nothing.
I mean, now that you say that, it does look like people say a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, it literally has a little face with big sharp teeth, but it is in the clothing of a soft, cuddly animal. So it kind of, yeah.
It really is. The metaphor, they couldn't have, they're hiding it in plain sight, people. Listen, I'm actually surprised we got anything from the EMF reader in the Spirit Box. That was actually pretty cool, especially it triggering when we only asked it certain questions. But look, at the end of the day, we have to think about whether or not this thing really is intentionally designed to have some sort of demonic influence on children. And I would say if it is, it's not doing a very good job, because I don't think this is bringing anyone closer to worshiping the devil. It's just a little evil guy.
Is Rory a bad person in possession of the Labubu? Yes. He was already that beforehand.
Exactly.
It didn't change him one iota.
Look, when I was growing up, I had an action figure of the Green Goblin.
Hmm.
That didn't make me a bad person, even though that motherfucker throws pumpkin bombs at civilians.
Yeah.
He tries to take over New York City using violence and a pretty cool glider. But at no point did I see myself becoming aligned with the ideologies of the Green Goblin. It didn't really influence me beyond the fact that I needed a villain for Spider-Man to fight. Same with Labubu's. He's maybe a little mischievous guy, but that doesn't make me any more mischievous by owning him. It's a no from me this week.
I guess that makes it a double no.
Unfortunately, but hey, a great case. This has been a really fun one to investigate, like Furbies. Fun to talk about something new, something a little contemporary. I'm genuinely upset because we actually had this case suggested to us by a number of people on the Facebook group and on Reddit, and I was trying to get to it as quick as possible while this was still relevant and of interest to the general public. And I think South Park beat me to it by like a couple days.
Oh.
I think they just did an episode like this week that's like Cursed Labubus.
Oh, and well, that's still
demon
good timing.
Sacrifices. So, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I had started writing this before they came out with it. So they actually kind of copied me.
You seem
me.
Really defensive, but I think this is only a good thing if they're kind of putting in the public consciousness.
Yeah, but it's just going to feel like Rory saw the South Park episode and he decided to do his own thing. I didn't see the South Park episode. But if anything,
but you seem to know a lot about it.
The though. South Park guys probably like got onto my Google Drive and
you
saw
know what?
My notes
Let
or
me
something.
Put this over here.
All right, Rory, where were you the day that the South Park episode dropped? It seems like you know a lot about it.
It's not a lie detector. It's just an EMF reader.
Well, no truth has been detected. Let me tell you that. No truth has been detected yet either. Zero, in fact.
You turn on the spirit box. It's scanning the radios. Bullshit. Lies. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. And thank you to the lovely listeners who gave me my Labubu Chucky. I promise I'm taking really good care of him. And if he says otherwise, he's a f***ing dead man. I swear to God.
Yeah, there's some weird intimidation shit going on at the end of the Labubu interview.
I don't know what you're talking. They couldn't see it. Oh, we video these. Some of them could see it. Sure. We're going to have to cut that, actually.
Yeah.
Forgot that that happened. Always fun to investigate a cursed object, especially one we can get our hands on. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. And hey, if you want a little more of the podcast, you need to head on over to a little place called patreon.com/thisparanormallife. How about a cursed website? How about that? It's a little cursed website where when you go visit it, money disappears from your wallet.
It's also cursed because it's pretty antiquated and we haven't been paying for the like antivirus shit. So like if you're on like an old laptop, and we're not even talking that old, I'd say like older than like 4 months, I wouldn't go to the website. I think you'll get multiple Trojan horses, yeah. Viruses, romance scams, phishing warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The website is cursed.
It really is, yeah. If you download an episode of the podcast and try and play it, the file's going to ask for administrative access to your hard drive, which you have to hit accept, of course, because that's the only way you're going to listen to it. And even though it's a .exe file, and it starts like a little loading bar of scanning everything that's on your computer, once that's done, the episode will play or whatever, you know.
Yeah, we don't give a shit at that point.
At that point, we've got your ass.
But true, thisparanormallife.com, you can get links to everything, actually. You get links to Patreon, which Rory's just been talking about, patreon.com/thisparanormallife. You can get linked there to get those bonus episodes. You can also see our tour section of the site, and you can get tickets to our live UK and Irish tour.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
That's right. We're going to be performing. We've already done America and one day in Toronto, which was so much fun. And our next stop is the UK. And we're performing all over the place in a bunch of amazing locations, including Dublin for the first time. It's going to be an absolute blast. I think Chucky, our Labubu, needs to come on the road with us.
Yeah, you think?
Hook him onto a backpack and he can join us on our journeys.
I feel like I don't want to upset any Labubu owners in the community, but you do have a motorbike.
True.
And that's sometimes a fun place where like people put, you know, stuffed animals, stuff like that is, you know, just dangling off the back of a Harley.
Yeah.
You know, just let them get all f***ed up, covered in soot.
It feels
dirt.
Like you'd be into that. Yeah.
Get a little bit of grime on them.
La Moo Moo bike? La Boo Boo bike? La Moo Too bike?
What?
Trying to combine La Boo Boo and motorbike. It's kind of hard. It's harder than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, that seems like a really good idea. Like a Lucky Charm. I hook him onto my bike and go straight into a telephone pole at 90 miles per hour. thank you for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. If you have a home construction project or you're looking for a Christmas present for your young ones, please get in touch. I have a surplus of power tools. Need to get rid of them. Really need to get rid of them. I get taxed by the government for unused equipment that I bought with government money.
I mean, I guess people need power tools. Like, are they cheap at least?
Wait. The power tools or the toys?
The power tools. We all know you're talking about power tools.
Some of my toys can be used...
Double as.
For woodworking.
Yeah. And carpentry.
Carpentry.
Construction.
Industrial level construction, yes. Yeah. So it just depends what you want. They're cheap for power tools, let me tell you, but they're expensive for toys.
Right.
So it just depends what you want, what you're using them for. But yes, get in touch. You can get them. They're called Powers Tools.
Did you say one of them was just a hammer with a wig attached?
I put a wig on him, yeah.
And, such a bad toy.
And googly eyes.
You're going to prison as soon as one child hurts another child.
Well, as long as I can bring my toys with me, I think I'll be getting out of that prison pretty soon.
I need my emotional support drill, please, sir, in my prison cell.
I just used the hammer to kill a guard. We thought we were going to use them to escape. Like, drill out of there or, like, knock the bricks down. You just killed a guy and took the keys.
All right, lights out in there. Everyone to sleep. Rory, sorry.
That's just my plushies. I like to sleep in my plushies. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back with another paranormal tale next week. Remember to live fast, investigate, and die young, baby.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.